Joe and Mackenzie. Yeah, it sounds like I smoke a pack of
day.
It hurts when I talk. Okay, sorry. Joe Mackenzie here on Radio Now. And hold on, this is the wrong music. Poor chap, I told you I needed the Mackenzie music.
Is this official?
Poor chap! It's McKay! Get me out of here! I gotta get away! 833-563-2539. We're opening this thing up right now. Mackenzie will explain more in detail and try to downplay this, but I'm going to give you the real perspective. As far as I know, she's got a hot date tonight. And as far as she knows, things are going to go well. She's excited about it from what I hear. But as everybody knows, man and woman, you need to have an escape plan. How are you bailing out of a date if it goes sideways?
Right. So Chopsies was like, hey, do you have your escape route, your plan? And I was like, huh? And then he really got me thinking. Every date you go on, you do need an escape plan. You need, if something's going awry, if you got to bust out of there for some reason, you need someone to text you, someone to call you. I'm not saying that I'm going to need that tonight, but I feel like every date you should have one in your back pocket.
And it's not even just like a pure safety issue. Of course, you should be conscious of what you're doing, where you're going, and let people know. But it's just like, okay, this person's a stage 5 clinger, or they're creepy, or their breath is so bad, I'm about to pass out.
And you're like you got to bounce, and you got to get out of there. You need S-O-S.
Help. So what is something you could recommend for Mackenzie or maybe your fellow audience member that's listening? And if guys, if you have any of these too, I'd love to hear from you because we always hear women with escape plans, but I'm sure there's a guy that's been out on a date with maybe another guy or another girl and you're like, how do I get out of this misery?
Like, do you have a code word that you text your friend to call you or anything like that? And then you take the call like, oh, I'm sorry. I gotta go.
From my experience, I am a married man now, but I know when I was dating, it was a struggle to get a girl to go on more than one or two dates with me. I just apparently was not that desirable. Hard to believe, I know.
Aww.
But I swear I had at least two or three incidences in the day where I don't know what it was, but a girl would get a text message, say she has to go call somebody, then come back and say she had to leave.
So that happened to you? You were on the receiving end?
Two or three times in my life that's happened.
Aww, that makes me sad.
It's all right. I got to take the food home, so whatever. I got the doggy bag. Who's the loser now? But that's what happened to me.
So
it sucked on my end, but that seemed to be a good technique because they were out of there within like 30, 40 minutes. So that
you,
was...
You just reminded me of one. I was on the receiving end one time. Aww. Someone said they just got a text that their friend was in a car accident and they had to go help them. And me, being me, I was like, oh my gosh, I used to be a firefighter. Like, do you want me to come help?
Like, no, they already have firefighters on scene.
It was at
3 a.m. What did they say? Were they like, no, we're good.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's so sad. I had a friend who went on a blind date and he never came. And she was like, well, actually, I've had two friends, my other buddy and my guy friend called her out on social media. It was like, I'm sitting here. She didn't show up. So he thought that she showed up, saw him, and just me kept going. And that's so sad. People are terrible these days.
I can just imagine Pork Chop on that date. I gotta go. They're on the phone and they had an accident. I can't believe this.
It was a test.
So in college, a big thing for a lot of my guy friends and also a lot of my girlfriends, when they needed escape plans for the next morning, if they like had a shacker spend the night and they couldn't get them to leave, they needed an escape plan to like be able to be like, hey, I need to leave my house.
Get out of my
bed. You need to leave my house. Like, they always need an escape plan for that. And so my one girlfriend would always say, oh, yeah, the next morning she'd be like, oh, yeah, my parents are coming into town. They're going to be here in about, like, 30 to 45 minutes. Because she said, nothing will get a guy out of your bed quicker than mentioning your parents.
I'd be like, I can't wait to meet them.
Yeah.
Yay. Pork chop. Like, oh, my gosh, great. I'll show the ring.
833-563-2539. Share with us your escape plan. Or maybe you needed one time and it didn't work. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next. It's Joe Mackenzie on Radio Now.
Call Joe and Mackenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
What is your escape plan? You got a date. Mackenzie does tonight. And hopefully everything will go well, Mackenzie. But what is your plan right now to escape? What are you doing to get out of this thing if it goes terrible?
Obviously, I wouldn't accept a date from someone that I didn't feel like it would go well. But I don't really have an escape plan. So I guess I'll listen to what people have to say.
Please help Mackenzie out here. We want to make sure she's got a fail plan.
I'm sure I won't need one. Just in case.
Just in case. Shelly, thank you for calling in at 833-563-2539. You got an escape plan, or what do you want to say?
I do. I fully believe in the mail because I went into a date, and I didn't have an escape plan. I had to create one really quick. It was actually, I invited him back to my house. I was silly and stupid. And he got really creepy. Like, we made dinner, and he's like, well, I'm just going to hang out here. I'm like, well, no, not you're not. So I had to have a friend, like, I snuck away and texted her, said, give me an excuse, like, text me at 8:10, like, at a certain time. And so she called and said that my son fell and was really injured.
Oh, no, don't say that about your kid.
He was fine. I had to get out of it. I
like that she's laughing.
He's like, don't worry. I'm a paramedic. I'm coming with you.
That is the thing. You have to go somewhere because I feel like when it gets to like someone's place, it's harder to get someone out or for you, you know?
Yes. And so the whole time, and he's like, well, you know, he's probably not that hurt. Are you kidding me?
Oh.
So I'm just trying not to laugh because it's just all fake.
Wow.
And then I had to take him home because he didn't have a car.
Was this before Uber or Lyft? Because I would have said, get out of here, Shacker. You got to go.
He was kind of like Malibu's Most Wanted.
Malibu's Most Wanted.
Jeez. Shelly, thank you for calling in this morning. Surprise, things didn't work out with you two. Angel, hey, good morning. You're on Joe and Mackenzie. What do you want to say?
Hey, so I had a fail-safe plan, and it failed miserably.
No.
What happened?
I was out on a date. I was actually really excited, and I was hyped up. She hyped me up for the day. She's like, oh, I'm coming. Everything was going well. And she ended up bringing her parents.
What?
Yeah. She brought her parents, and it was terribly awkward.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. I'm just thinking now. Did the parents pay for the meal?
They ended up paying for the meal, most definitely, because I left.
Oh, no. Well, see, I would have stuck through it, then left. Like, if mom and dad are there, it's like, you're getting this, right, Pops?
That is so awkward, though.
Their parents were weird, though. They weren't those, I don't know, it was just, they were giving off a weird vibe.
And so how did you get out of there? Were you just like, I gotta go?
I got up and left because my fail-safe didn't work. The person I had a fail-safe with, he's like, yeah, I'll answer if anything goes wrong. This man did not answer for anything.
He didn't answer. He left you hanging.
Yeah.
Dang, that sucks.
He left me hanging.
Angel.
So basically, my advice would be to have someone that will actually pick up and be there for you, not someone that will just say that he is going to and just leaves you there.
No flakes.
Yeah, no kidding. Angel, thank you for calling in. You know what I just thought of? I know you don't have a twin, Mackenzie, but what if you're like, and it's like, what's wrong? It's like you just grab something. You're like, something's wrong with my twin. Like, what? Like, and to say you have a connection, like grab your stomach,
so
like, I've got to go. I got to go. Oh, no. Sydney, I'm on my way. It's like, what? It's like, oh, I have a twin named Sydney. And we feel things because twins feel things for each other. This is a real escape plan.
Joe, that is so out of left field.
Exactly. Exactly. Can't fact check that one.
Oh, my twin.
Daniel, hey, good morning. You're on Joe Mackenzie.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
I'm trying to help Mackenzie out. I'm surprised we don't have a lot of plans. Apparently, this is a hard thing to do.
People are saying their plans are failing them left and right.
So this is what you do. You get up and you walk away with the blanket stare on your face. Don't say anything. Don't give them any excuse. Have your Uber ready and just get up, walk away. And then you don't have to make up an excuse for the next date. They know you don't want to go back out with them. That easy.
Now, hold on.
So you're saying give them a death stare as I walk away to my Uber?
Just death stare them all the way to the Uber. All the way.
So
walk
intense.
Backwards if you have to, and then just get in the Uber and don't ever talk to them.
You're just feeling around with your hand as you're walking backwards. Make sure you don't hit anything. Like, oh, wrong door. Still making eye contact. I'm being dominant. I'm the dominant one.
Exactly. Now, I ended this. Remember that.
Did you actually do this on a date, or did this happen to you
with
someone?
I'm crying because I'm picturing doing this.
No, but I really want to do this.
All right, Porkchop, go on a date with Daniel so we can get this over and see if it works. Hey, thank you for calling in. So, okay, we have ideas and suggestions. Thanks, everybody,
clearly
for that.
Clearly, the desk there is the standout.
But
I think
what are you, okay, for real, what are you doing tonight?
Who wants to be my lifeline?
Chops.
In this room.
I mean, I used to be an Uber driver, so I could, like, you know, I have an Uber sticker.
Are you working tonight? Like, are you available?
I mean, my car's unregistered, so no.
You are so screwed. Your plan sucks.
Okay, I'm going to figure this out. I don't think I'm going to need it. I really don't.
I have a great idea. Okay, in your phone, change my name to Lulu, and I'll text you and be like, Mommy, I'm home throwing up. Oh, look, my daughter.
I told you it was a bad idea to leave me alone with all this candy corn that was left over from Halloween.
It's Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.